This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As you listen to this broadcast in the comfort of your shacks, quite a few members of our group are shivering or sweltering in the Valley Lakes area of Mount Gambier as the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb commences its final day. Hopefully, it's all gone according to plan, and the weather has been at least reasonably kind to us. A number of us have spent at least part of every day this week setting up all the cabling, testing batteries and radios, antenna, and other assorted peripherals that we require to make this event flow smoothly. Greg, VK5ZGY, and wife Gabby have spent the week making sure that all of the video cameras, tripods, gel cell batteries, etc. were in top shape and up to the job. All equipment has been marked with a special sticker so that the team knows what had to be transported from the club rooms to the OB hut for use at the hill climb. Late this afternoon, we will all come together and dismantle everything and cart it all back to the club rooms so that the road and the lakes area can be opened up to the public once more. Then a handful of us will spend the next couple of days winding up all of the cabling that we so carefully ran out the previous week. It all gets wound onto a specific drum for a specific location, all of which are labelled so that we know what length goes where for next year. This year again we have a couple of amateurs from Port Lincoln who have come along to help us out. We thank them enormously for their enthusiasm and their help. Unfortunately, in order for the communications to be at maximum efficiency for this weekend, we use the local repeater, which means the WIA and local VK5 broadcast do not go to air in the southeast this weekend. It also means that I will keep this week's edition short and sweet. Did I hear a sigh of relief? Hi, hi. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge, and thank you for listening.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Yes, I'm back from jet-setting around, and I had a marvellous tour of TTP. No, I don't mean Tea Tree Plaza, but tombs, temples and pyramids. And on the way home, I got a complimentary head cold, courtesy of Emirates Airlines. Now, last Friday night, after the general business, Tony, VK5 FBIC, explained his work helping out at rallies as part of Akram and Wysen communications teams. He showed lots of video and photos of the events, and I noticed Tom, VK5FWH, was at the events too. Well, well done, fellas. That's the way to get lots of operating experience. Portable, and these events are always looking for volunteers. Now, the next tech night is on Friday the 22nd of November, and that's going to be a talk by Grant, VK5GR, and Steve, VK5SFA, about their recent expedition to Tonga, operating as A35JT. Yes, they were operating polymodes on polybands in Polynesia. So come along and hear all about it. Also, this month there's five Fridays in it. So on Friday the 29th, we'll go out for a night of feasting and fraternising. Salunchalot will pick out a suitable venue for us to go to, and so there'll be more news about that to come. And the North East Radio Club Christmas dinner will be on Friday the 13th of December, and the details about that will be available soon on the next broadcast. So that's all for now. 73s and good DX if you can find any. This is Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The A-House Christmas lunch at the Blair Hotel is almost on us. It will be on the 24th of November and the starting time is 12 noon. Pat has renegotiated the cost of the meal and it is now only $25. We now have finalised details of the classic Christmas menu. The entree will be roast pumpkin and sage arancini. The four choices of main course include free-range chicken schnitzel with Italian herb crumbs, chips, garden salad and sauce of your choice, beer battered blue clod with tartare sauce, chips and garden salad, roast turkey with pumpkin, carrot, green beans, potatoes, Yorkshire gravy, cranberry sauce, and this is a gluten-free option. And the fourth one is eggplant parmigiano with buffalo mozzarella, tomato ragu, parmesan, fresh basil, and this is a vegan choice. The dessert will be steamed Christmas pudding with brandy and glaze, cream, fresh cherries, and of course tea and coffee will be provided. By now you should have received a mass email with these details, and if you did not receive this email, it means we do not have your current email address, or for that matter, an email address at all. We need to finalise bookings very soon, so if you're going to attend, send an email to the treasurer, patstore@adam.com, and that's P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R, all one word, @adam.com.au. We will need to confirm that you have paid before we can finalise the booking for you. So if you wish to pay by direct deposit, the banking details are, the name is A-H-A-R-S, the BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. I'll repeat those. The name is AHARS, A-H-A-R-S, the BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. Numbers are limited to 60, and so far we've only about 32 bookings. So please book as soon as you can, so we can advise the hotel of numbers well before the cut-off date. Shirley Williams has been busy buying up interesting prizes for the raffle. There will be plenty of prizes on the day. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 22nd of November. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. The November general meeting on the 21st of November will be a members show and tell, so rummage through your shacks and sheds for interesting items to show off on that night. It does not have to be something you've made this year or even something you have made in the past. General meetings start at 7:30, and the November meeting, we will have a short formal meeting first and then go straight into the presentations for the night. At about 8:30 to 9, we have our extended supper for the night, and this is provided by Christine, who puts on a great spread for this meeting each year. There will not be any general meetings in December and January, but I'm hoping the Blackwood RSL will be open for our second and fourth Friday lunches. I still have to confirm these with the RSL. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. and the next coffee and chat session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 23rd of November, the day before our Christmas lunch. The January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL. It will be on the 19th of January and the starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. The cost of the meal is $10 and it will be the same as last year's. Bookings open once we've got over the Christmas lunch. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You could also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.